Hello, Aries friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Aries December 2021 Astrology Must Knows Horoscope Forecast. Definitely go to anniehelpsyou.com to see all the free goodies that I make for you each month. And if you'd like to earn money as an astrologer, check out my course, Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery Course, at loomlife.com, L-U-M-E, life.com. I also have free courses there, including a course on manifesting money. So you can check all of that out. This is for you if Aries is your sun, Aries is your moon, Aries is your rising, or if you have any other Aries placements. What I'm going to talk about here is going to be part of your astrological picture. If you're a late degree Aries, so if your birthday is around April 11th through the rest of the sign, then I also suggest that you watch my Taurus videos, because you late degree friends have a more complex read and you will get pieces from the Aries and Taurus reports. Okay, so we've got five major must-knows that we're going to drill down into for this big wrap-up of this epic year. The first is the ending of the Sagittarius-Gemini eclipse cycle. We've got a Sagittarius solar eclipse on December 4th at 12 degrees of Sag. This is great news for Aries because it's a beautiful angle. We'll talk about that. Also, we've got Venus in retrograde. And Venus rules love and relationships and finance and money and design and aesthetics and your physical, you know, beauty and enhancement and things like that. So it covers a lot of ground and it's offline for quite a while. And there are a lot of do's and don'ts. So we're going to hit the highlights of that. We're also going to talk about how the personal planets moving through Scorpio, Sag, and Capricorn will affect you. And we've got Saturn and Uranus making that square, Saturn and Uranus making that final square of the year. And that's a big deal because that's been interrupting and disrupting a lot of things in your life as an individual and globally. And then we've got Jupiter moving into Pisces and what this means for Aries, as also a prelude to Jupiter going into Aries next year, which is a big, big, exciting time. All right, so let's just start from the beginning. The solar eclipse at 12 degrees of Sag is the final storyline of the eclipse cycle that started around March 2020, which is part of the storyline of when the world shut down. And the aspects of the changes we've gone through in 2020 and 2021 that have to do with international relations and travel, local mobility, social interactions, education, and where that's taking place from, work and where that's taking place from, and even, you know, the spiritual community and how those have been affected as far as gatherings and things like that. All of those are in the domain of Gemini and Sagittarius. So we've had a storyline that's been going here that has been affecting you in many ways, and there's a final conclusion now. But like I said, this is in a positive angle for Aries. So all Aries placements have more of a chance for the types of eclipse changes that will be things that you want, okay? So that is happy new beginnings, ending old patterns that you don't like, things that have been bogging you down, being eclipsed out. Now, sometimes we do have to say goodbye to things that we don't want to, or it's kind of bittersweet at eclipse time, but the odds that this is going to be supremely positive now or eventually are enhanced for you because of the angle. Now, even though all Aries have a chance to have goodies from this, those of you closest to 12 degrees will have the most chance for goodies from this. And so we'll put it like 7 to 17 degrees, or the closer to 12 degrees, the more positively intense. And so those are going to be like, let's see, April 2nd. So basically the last few days of March up through the first week of April, and the closer to around April 2nd, the more positive kiss. Now, if you don't know your degrees and you want to know your degrees, I have exciting news that finally, all this time I've been sending you just saying, go do an online search to run a free birth chart. Now, as a member of my free email community, you'll be able to run these birth charts for free. So I'll have a special membership area where you'll be able to run those, and then you can see if you have more placements in Aries, what your degrees are and what your profile is, so that you can use the work that I do in deeper ways. So that's very exciting. That's actually going to launch at the end of November, but if you sign up for my newsletter before then, you'll be ready to get the email that will have the details on how to do that. So so that's really exciting. Now, the areas of life that are going to be accentuated are going to be in double time for Aries, because Aries has what's called a natural chart. So when something is occurring in a certain sign of you know, in the zodiac, it's also occurring in that house for Aries. So the eclipse is happening in the Sagittarius sign. It's also happening in the Sagittarius house. Mercury and the Sun, and then Mars is going to get into Sag. So every single one of those placements are going to accentuate this ninth house, which is all the teaching and the learning and the education and the international travel and the languages and all that. So publishing and writing, by the way, also in speaking and things like that, involvement in your church or spiritual communities. So expect massive enhancement in those areas. You might be closing out some ways you've been interacting with those things, but only to open up for new and better things. And immigration is also in there. So every planet that's moving through Sag is going to make 120 degree best angle in astrology kiss to your placements. So blessings and harmony and ambitions rewarded and work that you've done in the past coming back in a big way, very fruitful, just so many blessings coming from so much Sag energy. This is really one of the power times for Aries. Okay, so I suggest you also watch my eclipses in Sagittarius video, because that will give you more details about how I've seen these manifest. And if you are an April born Aries, or your degrees are between 11 and 29 degrees, I also recommend that you watch my eclipses in Scorpio or the eighth house video. And you can find these by searching organically for Annie Botticelli eclipses in Scorpio, or you can go to my YouTube homepage and I have an eclipse playlist and you can find them all. The ones that are most relevant are the Sag ones, or the Sag one, and then for the April born or 11 to 29 degrees, the Scorpio, eclipses in Scorpio. Because a lot of changes might also come in that Scorpio arena, which is other people's money, inheritances, you know, taxes, sweepstakes, winnings, windfalls, deep spiritual awarenesses. There are a lot of things in there that you can pick up from that video. Now, what is next here? Okay, so Venus is moving through Capricorn. Now for Aries, this makes a square. So it's a pressured aspect, and it's going in retrograde. So it's in Capricorn for a long time. So Aries is going to feel the pressure in their work and career extra strongly from around October through March. And this doesn't have to be a bad thing. And really for Aries, sometimes pressure is not a bad thing, because we do well with friction. And the same angles that we could call challenging in a chart are the ones that create friction. But friction creates productivity and creates movement and creates outcomes. And Aries people, I have Aries rising, so I get this with you. We're all about that, right? We don't mind a little friction for the sake of outcome. And we don't mind working hard if what we're working on is going to get somewhere. Certain things might seem like they're working in the backdrop because of Venus being in retrograde, but certain other things can progress in amazing ways, and you can feel the progress happening even if it's a little bit closer to you, where like it's not busted out into the world, but you can see the progress is occurring. So that will be very fulfilling for you. It can bring some confusion or some points of conflict where you're not sure what you're supposed to be doing with your life or with your work. It could cause a little stress with authority figures or father figures or working some things out there, but it's nothing to fear. And overall, I expect it to be very positive. You're just going to have to be on, and just kind of don't think that you're going to be resting from your work sector, because you're not. And it's not just your work sector. It's also your gains in life, your goals in life, your purpose. Sometimes our purpose and our income are not linked, but if you're trying to make your purpose and your income linked, you can make headway there. And if you're trying to carve a place for yourself in an area of like a field or an industry, you can make a lot of headway and you can get a lot of recognition. So we know that Aries loves to be recognized for the hard work that they do, and the odds that it will be forthcoming are increased. Okay, let's see. So Venus, where's it going there? At least Venus being in Capricorn is going to help you concentrate on some money matters, because those Sag energies are not going to be good for concentrating. They are going to spin you out. It's going to be very dizzy and busy, dizzying and busy. And if you need to really concentrate on something, you might find you're holding certain lines of concentration because Venus is a Capricorn, but then all the Sag stuff is spinning. But as the month progresses and the planets move more into Capricorn, then you'll be able to focus more. So if you have to have discipline or kind of get back on track or do something that requires consistency, you might want to wait till the end of December and into January to commit to those things or implement those things, because you're going to have a really hard time concentrating for too long with the Sag energies. But if you have to write or do anything with publishing or do anything with your creativity, it's going to be very much enhanced, and there's a very good chance it's going to be linked to income now or in the future. Okay, so we still have an increased focus on partnerships and relationships. This really started in September. So September through December, you're really honing in on your personal relationships, and you can make a ton of improvements. Things that have been problems for you in your relationship space as patterns for your whole life can start to dismantle at this time. You might have to do a little work, and you might have to do something different yourself, but it's looking really good. Okay, so you might be able to be freed from relationship karma at this time. Oh, and by the way, that's something else that's a major must know for this eclipse cycle, is that eclipses run along the ecliptic, which the north and south node run along the ecliptic, or measurements based on the ecliptic. And the ecliptic has to do with your basically your destiny, your fate, your highest expression this lifetime versus your karma. And so the clearing out of karma, the stepping on your highest path of, your highest expression path are what this is all about. So the things that are leaving you are helping you to continue to stay on your path or get on your path of highest expression. And the things that are coming to you might seem very faded and can really help you to have your best possible life. So it's a very exciting time. But part of that destiny is also going to be including cooperating with and working with other people. And so getting through some roadblocks in your key relationships is really going to be part of ushering in your highest destiny. Okay, so that's a theme that's been going on that will continue. I also want to make a quick point out about Chiron. Chiron is still moving through Aries, and those of you who are towards the end of March, beginning of April, you've been really getting hazed by Chiron. All right, or in the 8-degree range, because Chiron is making a conjunction with your placement. So the feeling of being wounded, maybe even physical wounding or injuries, that soft spot that you have beneath the tough exterior is really getting worked on in this Chironic cycle. And we're all going to be affected by this over these upcoming years. It's really been focused more on those in the March born and early April born, and the first part, of the zodiac wheel there, because that's where Chiron has been. But I just want to point that out, that if you feel like you're really having a hard time and you're in that zone, don't worry, Chiron will be moving on soon. And it is helping you to get more in touch with your sensitivities, so that the places where you've made a hard exterior to protect those things might start to soften just a little bit. Don't worry, you don't have to lose your edge. I know the Aries likes to keep that. But there is something very specific going on with Chiron that I wanted to point out, because you're going to be feeling that if you're in that time frame. Okay, so the next big must know is that we have Saturn square Uranus. This has been a major disruptor in the economy, in the shipping, causing bottlenecks, our industries, agriculture, anything where we've been seeing change, our currencies, everything has been dramatically affected by this clash of Saturn and Uranus. Saturn represents the old and Uranus represents the new. So you can see this is very, very much in effect at the government level for each country and the global level, but it's also drilling down to your individual space. We are in this exploration of the story of freedom versus enslavement. And what we're being enslaved to, and evaluating where we don't have freedom in our lives and where we want to have more, and what that subjective definition is. And it's also important to note that there's this growing discernment here of the difference between pleasure and freedom. Sometimes we're in the moment of pleasure of something that we're doing. We feel really free. Yay, this feels good. I'm happy. But if what we're doing is not a good thing, like it's an addiction, or it's spending money that we don't have, that few moments of feeling free is an illusion. And so this aspect between these planets is very much about finding those illusory states where you think that you're free, but you're not, and really claiming true freedom. So for instance, if you spend money you don't have, in that moment, you're like, wee, but then you have to pay it back and with interest, right? So that moment of freedom gets you maybe a lifetime of not freedom, an enslavement to that payment, to that overhead. So that's kind of what we're wrestling with. So look at the things in your life. You're going to be confronted with the things in your life that are illusions, and where you can step in and say, wow, no, this is pleasure. This is not purpose or passion, and be making that transition into focusing more on the joys and true freedom from following purpose, passion, and discernment rather than short-term illusory pleasure. Okay. That's going to be a big one. So this aspect with Saturn and Uranus happened February 14th, June 14th, now December 24th. And it is going to be, we're going to get a reprieve sort of after, I don't know, the early part of January, it will start lightening, and then we'll be a little bit more free of it until August of 2022. And then from August through November of 2022, it will come back again. So this is something that we're going to be working with for a while. It will fade into the backdrop a little bit, but it will still be present. And so you can look at the places in your life where you need to make change, but where your new things that are coming in are not strong enough to support throwing out the old. All right. Aries, more than anybody, can be quick to say, that's not working. Goodbye. Get out of here. And this is a time where you want to be careful of the things you throw out, because you might need those things to fuel the things that you're trying to create. So just sort of having a little bit of restraint, a little bit of consciousness around not throwing the baby out with the bathwater. All right, so the last big must know, December 28th. Oh, and by the way, the dates I'm giving you are hotspots this month, but if you want a write-up of all of the notable dates of the month, the salty dates, the sweet dates, the aspects, how they might affect you, delivered into your inbox 1 month early, that is another perk you get when you sign up for my email newsletter at anniehelpsyou.com. But we'll talk about this last fifth big must know, which is Jupiter moving into Pisces. So whenever Jupiter moves signs, it moves, it changes the energy it's focusing on for everyone, because it's in a different sign, and it changes the area of our chart that's being aspected. Now, as we talked about before, since Aries has a natural chart, the house that it's aspecting is the same as the sign it's aspecting, which does double duty. So everything is to the nth degree with Aries. So this is a time for Aries to do things on the inner planes, to work in the backdrop. You might have a secret project that you're working on. You might have something, a secret passion that you're excited about. It could be very different from your normal line of work, or it could be something that you're going to add. But the topic of secrecy and privacy and protection is going to be very important for these new endeavors. You might get excited and want to start getting it out into the world or telling people about it, but you need that steam to focus on these projects. And once Jupiter gets into Aries in May, it's going to be a totally different ballgame, okay? And you'll even start feeling that in March, which is perfect because March is our next big launch zone. That's a big must know. November is a launch zone, meaning the tides are going out. Talking about these tides is very, very important. When the tides are coming in astrologically, that's with the retrogrades, Mercury retrograde, Venus retrograde, what have you. That means that if you try to put a boat afloat through like a launch or a big decision or something you're trying to make big or go big, and Aries likes to go big, right? Then everything you're throwing out is just the tide's going to bring it back to you. So when the tide's going out is when you want to throw the message in a bottle out, when you want to get your boat you're trying to get out to sea out. So those outgoing tides are strong in early November, especially through November 18th, and can linger a little bit towards the end of November, but depends on what it is, it might have more strength in the middle, towards the middle of the month. But then the tides start rolling in again, and then the tides are going to go out again in March. March is going to be your big push zone. So anything that doesn't push in November, keep it close to you. Just keep it on the low down and hold the energy, and then you'll be ready for your big launch. Your intuition is likely to soar, and your creativity is likely to soar, and art for art's sake is likely to increase, and your desire to look at the ancestral programming, your genetics, the way that epigenetics is affecting us. So epigenetics is an amazing field. I highly recommend you look into the work of Dr. Bruce Lipton. I talk about this sometimes, where this talks about how we're not slaves to our genes. All of the Human Genome Project was happening part of an effort to, you know, we'll map the human genome, and well, there were other motives there. I'm not going to get into that now, but the point is what they were thinking they were proving was that everything is in the genes. All of our potentials, everything in the genes, and we're slaves to them. But what Bruce Lipton figured out is that the genes can be turned on or off, and those expressions are changed by the environment of the gene. And the environment in this case was in a petri dish. So there were three identical, well, basically there was some cells. They came from the same place, and they were in a petri dish. Then when they multiplied and there were more, he separated them out into three different petri dishes. So they were the same exact genetic matter or material, but then he changed the environment that the cells were in, so the liquid that was around them. And then it changed what those cells turned into. Muscle, fat, and bone, I believe. They all changed into differentiated into different cells depending on the environment. So now this is opening up this whole field of epigenetics, which means that your environment including your stress factors, your relationships, you know, all what you eat, your sleep, and a whole lot of other astrology and how we work with astrology is all in there. You can actually change how your genetic expression, what genes turn on and off, with the environment. But this type of topic is the type of topic that you might find yourself really interested in at this time, because when you're trying to create things in your life, usually Aries is focused on, I need to do this, okay, let's do this, let's go there and make it happen. But sometimes the factors that are internal and lesser seen are actually affecting the outcomes more than the actions that you take externally. So this is going to be a very big time of you taking a step back, doing past life regression, hypnosis, psychotherapy, looking into genetic testing, looking at things like, your ancestry and how things might be related there. And coming from that time, then we're going to burst into Jupiter and Aries, and that's going to be amazing. It's going to be a whole new 12-year cycle. So be very excited about that. And in the meantime, know that things might be more internal and it's supposed to be that way. And it's really good because, as I said, you're going to be really busy with work things, but there are certain things you are going to be able to rest and just do less. Okay, so I have given you a massive amount of information and must-knows to help you make the most of this month and to know what could be coming so that you can best prepare for it. If you want to have even more information, go to anniehelpsyou.com, sign up for my free email newsletter. On the anniehelpsyou.com site, you'll see the interface for all the free things that I do for you each month, and there are so many. When you sign up for my free email newsletter, you get Shine, my 28-day virtual coaching package. Talk about inner work. This is an inner work powerhouse that I give you for free as a member of my email community. Also, new perk starting towards the end of November, as a member of my email community, you will also get access to run a free birth chart and see what placements and degrees you have so that you can use my videos that I make for you, these in-depth videos, in even greater ways. I have so many other resources, including books, my book, Planetology, How to Align with the Natural Rhythms of the Universe. You can find it actually on bookshelves in all the major booksellers in the United States and lots of other countries too. And if it's not there on the shelf when you walk in, you can definitely order it. It's on Amazon. It's pretty much everywhere. And it's a guidebook to help you align with the natural rhythms of the universe. If you'd like to be an astrologer as your profession, or just casually earn some money from your love of astrology, or just help yourself and your friends and family, you will love my Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery course. If you think I go into lots of details, crazy amount of details in my free offerings, you should see what I give you in that course. So you can check that out at LumeLife.com, LumeLife.com. I also have some free courses on wellness and abundance at that site, which you can tap into. I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye.